Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Zach. Steve, he's ready to play this game, so you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Zach will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taryn.
What band does the biopic Bohemian Rhapsody involve?
Queen.
Yes. How many U.S. states have capital cities that begin with the same letter as the state?
Oh, 6?
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
10.
No. In what decade did Alfred Hitchcock become a U.S. citizen?
30s.
No.
20s.
No.
40s?
No. In what sport would you find a coxswain?
Rowing.
Yes. Which Golden Girl was nicknamed the First Lady of Television?
Betty White.
Correct. The Galilean moons are associated with which planet?
Ooh, Mars?
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. Which president said, "Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?"
Ooh, Roosevelt?
No.
Eisenhower?
No.
Johnson.
No. In which European country was the Michelin Tire Company founded?
Let's go Germany.
No.
Italy.
No.
The UK.
No. Zach, you got 4 correct. Was it a hard one this morning?
That's what she said.
It's a hard one every morning. Steve, hi.
Hi.
Are you ready yet?
I mean, I'm a little distracted. I left the room. I don't know if you guys have ever done something like this, but it was a very tough go for the last minute. I left my cell phone in this room.
How did you survive?
It was tough. Thoughts and prayers I hope you guys had for me.
Oh, my God.
It was very tough.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
What band does the biopic Bohemian Rhapsody involve?
That would have to be Queen.
It is. How many U.S. states have capital cities that begin with the same letter as the state?
How the hell am I going to... I don't know. 3?
No.
2?
No.
1?
No. Damn. In what decade did Alfred Hitchcock become a U.S. citizen?
I don't know. I'm going to go to 70s.
No.
50s.
Yes. In what sport would you find a coxswain?
Sport of making love. coxswain. Badminton.
No.
What's that thing?
You're doing it.
Yeah. Rowing.
Yes. Which Golden Girl was nicknamed the First Lady of Television?
Betty White.
Yes. The Galilean moons are associated with which planet?
That would be the coxswain.
No.
Let's go with Uranus.
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. Which president said, "Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?"
That's former President Coxwain?
No.
Roosevelt?
No.
Eisenhower?
No.
Reagan?
No. In which European country was the Michelin Tire Company founded?
Germany?
No.
Which European country? European. France.
Yes.
Too late.
It's too late. But you know what, Steve? It's not too late for you to get a victory. You scored 5 and our friend Zach got 4. Sorry,
yeah,
Zach.
Yeah, Danny.
Good work, Steve.
Good game, my friend. I legit thought you lost that one as I was listening. Danny, I was slightly distracted by one of the questions. I couldn't tell. Any guesses on which one?
How many U.S. states have capital cities that begin with the same letter? 4.
Oh.
The president who said, "Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?" Abe Lincoln. And then the European
you
country.
You said it like it was Clint Eastwood.
Do I not destroy my enemies? And then you eventually got France. That is where the Michelin Tire Company was founded. Congratulations on your victory, Steve, even though it was a little shaky.
It was a shaky one, but a win's a win.
That's right. The Daily Mix Show. There is a rad feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message whenever you please, and we get some very interesting messages on there from time to time.
We do, Taryn. Some are drunk, some are angry, and some hate doing dishes.
We will slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
We would be so honored to show up and have a voice message from you, and you can make that happen through the Odyssey app. Steve Miggs, what's it like this morning?
The Mondays are always my favorite because sometimes over the weekend people are just a little unhinged and there's some angry, well, there's one angry Seahawks fan. We'll get to that one in a second, but let's first start off with a drunk lady. Are you
okay.
ready?
Men's room, 20th anniversary party, woo! Oh man, that was such a good party. We got a hotel up here in Woodinville and man, I am wasted.
Shocking.
Very on brand.
Got a hotel, you're at a men's room party. I can't imagine you leaving that place sober.
No.
But it was so much fun. I got to see Danny play a song. I didn't even know what song you played, but it was awesome.
Danny, what song did you play? Fight for Your Right by the Beastie Boys,
nice.
Of course. She clearly did. You fought for her right to party.
Yeah, of course.
Wish I could have seen y'all there. What a good time in Woodinville. Let's go, men's room.
I saw some of the pictures. I was unfortunately not able to make it. I was trying to. I just wasn't able to make it happen. But I saw some of the pictures and the videos, and it looked insane.
So it was funny because I got there a little later than the start time, and I was on Instagram, and I just saw the video of the line.
I was through out the door.
And I was like, what is happening? So then I got up there, and it was completely sold out, completely packed with listeners, and it was really cool to see.
It seemed like a massive love fest as well for those guys.
Oh, love fest. And then they had so much going on, too. I think my favorite part, which I didn't even know that they were doing this, they did a fashion show of all the old men's room t-shirts.
And apparently they didn't have shirts that fit?
No, of course not. I think there was at one point that Mike Hawk was wearing an extra small in the green beans shirt. And oh man, he rocked that stage though. I will say that.
That is amazing.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of beer consumed though.
Shocking. Yeah. At a brewery for the men's room. How is Miles' mustache in person?
Oh, it was pretty amazing.
He was working pretty hard at that thing.
Do you think there's any way that we can get like statistics on what was consumed on Saturday from the fine folks at Black Raven?
Probably.
I would love to know.
They just messaged us. I said a lot.
Everything. We're all out.
All right, check out our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
I mean, seriously, how do you lose this game?
I'm definitely not talking about the Mariners game yesterday.
No.
This must be a Ravens fan.
Yes.
Can't be a Seahawks fan, right? Yeah.
How? You had it, and then I don't know why, but it makes me even more angry that Geno Smith won.
He did. I saw that one touchdown pass he had. That was pretty sick.
It was a rough day.
And then he had an interception pass that made me remember why Seahawks fans weren't a fan of his at times, but they still won the game.
The Pittsburgh Steelers and DK Metcalf won. I mean, at least Russell Wilson still sucks, and they lost. But other than that, what the f***? I know, it's only game one, but now I got to deal with an entire week of having to hear my stupid friends that are 49ers fans talk about this game. Sorry, gotta go.
Oh, sorry. We don't want to keep you. Please go do whatever else you have to do that involves multiple F words.
Not the ideal way to start the season, but we're going to bounce back. We're going to be fine, right?
Yeah.
It was a tough loss for our Seattle Seahawks, and we're going to get to recap the game with one of our favorite sports radio greats. That would be Mitch Levy from Mitch Unfiltered.
How great would it be if Mitch just comes on the phone with us and just goes...
I mean, seriously.
We're going to chat it up with Mitch at 720.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Welcome back, Mitch Levy.
Yes.
We've been missing you.
How much?
So much.
I was missing you more until the end of the game. I'm like, oh, crap, now we got to talk negative stuff with Mitch.
You don't have to talk to me. I was waiting for the cancellation email. I didn't get it. I How many are they going to win this year, Migsy? How many are they going to win? Got them at 13-4, 14-3. What do you got,
Migsy? You were right, 13-4, although I did have them winning yesterday, so maybe I have to change that now to 12-5. But you know what? I've got it all figured out right here, Mitch. I'm good to go.
But the team that's represented on the front of your T-shirt.
Yes.
Is in the midst of a very, very stressful stretch run in Major League Baseball. 19 games to go, Migsy. 19 games to go. 13 of them at home right here at T-Mobile Park. They've got a 2-game lead in the wild card race. They're down 2 in the loss column to Houston. Still can catch Houston in the American League West. So we've got lots of stuff to talk about. A lot of sports to talk about these days. I'm surprised anybody listens to you guys.
Ouch. And if the Mariners played the 49ers yesterday, they would have won the game.
That's right.
We had 18 runs for the Mariners.
Yeah, they would have won 18-17. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. Did you watch? Did you enjoy the game at least until the end?
Oh, yeah. Blocked field goal was pretty much the most exciting thing I've seen in a minute. He looked like Superman out there. That was very exciting. The end of the game was extremely disappointing. I think our collective disappointment in our group chat was like really, really sad.
So who would have been more disappointed, do you think? The Seattle Seahawks fans this morning having lost, or had, let's say, the Seahawks scored at the end and won, the Niners fans this morning? Who would be more disappointed, would you say?
Well, it seems like there's a lot of Niners fans at that game. It would have been fun to see them walk away so disappointed. It was a lot of undercover agents, apparently.
Yes, apparently yes. So.
Really?
I mean, when you watch the game, it felt like maybe 40% of it was San Francisco 49ers fans.
Really? I know they're trying to crack down on not only just misbehavior, but on Seahawks fans selling their tickets to opposing team fans. I don't know if you saw that. They sent out a letter to all the season ticket holders, including me. Hey, if you sell your tickets to out-of-town fans,
We're going to take the tickets away from you. So instead of having 40% 49ers fans, next year they'll have just 40% empty seats. They won't have the 49ers.
I was going to say, do you vet out who you're selling your tickets to, Mitch? Do you say, hey, are you?
No. No, and unfortunately, sometimes I'm just not in town for the game. So, yeah, I've got to sell them every once in a while, too. But disappointing, the new look Seahawks. But at the same rate, the reason I asked you that question is because, in my opinion, the Niners were the better team. And so I think the Niners fans would have had more reason to be disappointed had they lost that game. The Seahawks are at home, and really, for my money, they were outplayed yesterday just about in every aspect of the game. That doesn't mean the Seahawks won't win some games this year. It doesn't mean that they're not good. But I think for yesterday in that stadium, you know, I just don't think they were good enough in the areas that they're supposed to be really good to overcome the area of the team that clearly is the weakest area, which is the pass game. And all the while, we've got Geno Smith throwing for 370 yards for the Raiders and a road win in Foxborough.
You can't blame Sam Darnold for this game. I mean, they did say, like, I guess he's slow to raise his hand when he throws passes, and that might have kind of bit him in the butt with that fumble. But, I mean, overall, it's not like he did anything that cost the team.
I completely agree with you. There are some that are blaming Sam Darnold. I would not blame Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, were there examples of him missing receivers? Not many. It's just, look, it's the style that they've decided to play. Yep. I think that's the storyline is that this Seahawks team is different from other teams because they've decided to play a certain style, which is tough to play and win in 2025. And that style is, we're going to beat you with great defense, like a top five NFL defense, and we're going to run the ball down your throats. That's the way we're going to beat you. That's the decision of this Seattle Seahawks coaching staff. Now, you got to be damn good in defense and in the run game to not have to throw the ball at all. And I just don't think they were good enough. I mean, they were good in those areas. Don't get me wrong. They had a good running game. I thought their defense was better than good. I wouldn't call it great, but it was better than good. But those two areas were not good enough yesterday to overcome the deficiencies we'll see moving forward, which brings me to the notion, I'm getting down now, I need to hear a song. Can I hear a song, Taryn?
Yes, of course.
Play the song, Taryn. Play the song.
Mitch is back to talk with us, sadly, about the Seahawks losing 17-13 against the 49ers yesterday. And Mitch, we do want to talk with you about Beat the Boys.
I love to talk about Beat the Boys.
We're going
to
play the song. We're going to have more with Mitch after Audio Slave.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so excited to welcome back the host of Mitch Unfiltered. We have missed you, Mitch Levy. You can hear his podcast wherever you listen to your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com.
That was what? Audio Slate? Did you
audio
say?
Audio Slave. Like a slave to
audio
the audio.
Slave.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm so thankful that we had a little audio slave to interrupt the proceedings.
Yes, that's how we do it over here, Mitch.
Let me tell you something. Had we not had that, I would have had audio slave like piped into my headphones here while I'm talking to you. So it was a natural fit for Mitch Levy and audio slave. That's exactly what I would have chosen.
Perfection.
Perfect. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, Mitch, I do have to add, do we have any other people that Sam Darnold could throw to other than Jackson Smith and Jigbo? Because it felt like yesterday that's the only guy that he was able to connect with.
Well, what was it, like 60% of the offense to Jackson? First of all, he's a really good player.
It's so fun to watch him, yeah.
He's a really good player. He fumbled yesterday. That wasn't good. He's a really good player. Secondly, I just don't know how much Cooper Kupp has left. I mean, he's supposed to be a top-tier wide receiver. He certainly was better a few years ago before all the injuries, but they should get more out of him. And I think that they've got two or three tight ends. They didn't throw the ball to Barner at all yesterday. They threw it, I think, to Arroyo once or twice, the rookie out of Miami. So they've got some tight ends, and they've got this guy, Torrey Horton, who was great in the preseason, but they didn't target him yesterday. Part of the problem is they're not, as we talked about before, audio slave. They're not using the pass game. I mean, they're not really using – They're trying to figure out their way here. They're trying to win the game in other ways besides the pass game. And what I alluded to before and what we talked about on episode 349 of Mitch Unfiltered is that they got to be great. A good defense is not good enough if they're going to throw the ball the way they threw the ball yesterday. They got to be like top five in the NFL great. Yesterday, the defense, look, you hold a team to 17 points, you should win that game. So the defense was at least good, and they held them to, now they held them to 17 points in part because there were some field goal issues for the 49ers, for sure. But, you know, they sacked Purdy one time in 35 attempts. That's not good enough. They gave up 277 yards at home through the air to Purdy. That's good. Not great, for sure not great. They gave up 24 first downs. That's not a great number. So they were good defensively, but they've got to be like really, really flying around, really taking the ball away, excellent to not have a pass game really in 2025.
And I don't know, but I was frustrated watching Tariq Woolen towards the end of the game with those two. I was like, that, especially the one that deep pass where it just like he stopped to watch it. And I'm like thinking, oh, he's got this. And then next thing you know, it's like, no, he doesn't have it at all.
Well, it's a great point. And I think there were three big plays that you're talking about, two involving him. And then the one that preceded him was the decision, you remember, by Mike McDonald to go for the field goal from the 19-yard line of San Francisco with 3:30 to go. And it was fourth and one, tie game 10-10. And he takes the three. You heard Greg Olsen on the broadcast second-guessing that. Like, why don't you go for it there, move the chains, get the first down, take the clock down, then either kick the field goal or punch it in for a touchdown and go up 17-10. Instead, they kick the field goal. They kick it off, and that's when Tariq Woolen, who is going to be, for me, you know, I've been here 31 years. He's going to go down as one of the enigmas because we were talking about it on the show that we just released today, the Mitch Unfiltered show that we released today. He just has it all. I mean, you look at him. If you did the science experiment where you say to the GM in the NFL, okay, draw up on a piece of paper. If you could have the perfect looking cornerback in the NFL, literally tell us what you want. You could have anything. We'll go into the lab and we'll create the guy that you want. That GM would say, okay, Mitch, Taryn, Steve, give me a 6'4.5", tall, lanky, with long arms. We want him to be able to run a 4.3 40. We want him to be able to jump out of the gym. He would literally describe Tariq Woolen. I mean, Tariq Woolen is the prototype. I mean, he's perfect. And, you know, here's the thing. On those two plays yesterday, you know this from watching it, he was in perfect position. You know, technique, whatever. When he turned around on the long ball down the sidelines that you're talking about, the first play.
Yep.
When he turned around, he was in perfect position, and then the ball's in the air, and he gets lost in his way, and he stutter steps, and he hesitates, and the receiver gets behind him. He misplays the ball, and the ball goes into the receiver's hands. That's the big play down the left sideline. And then for the touchdown, go back and watch that. You know, Purdy's running for his life.
Yep.
He doesn't have anywhere to throw it. He throws it into the corner end zone, and I just challenge you and your listeners – click pause when that ball is 15 feet from the receiver and from Tariq Woolen's hands. Click pause. The only guy that should catch that ball, if anybody should catch that ball, that intercept is an interception from Tariq. It's going right to his hands, right to his hands. And yet something happens when the ball is in the air with him where – in that case, he kind of sits back and he lets the ball come to him instead of going forward and grabbing it, right? And almost as if nobody else on the football field wants to catch that pass. It's only for him, right? And he lets the player, the tight end with five career catches, kind of come up in front of him and make the catch.
That was just,
Maddening to watch Reek Woolen.
I don't know, you guys. I was watching that play, and I just sit there in silence. I'm just like, what the F just happened right there?
Oh, no.
What the hell just happened right there?
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. And Mitch, real quick, before we let you go, let's quickly hit on Beat the Boys. This is where you identify three NFL games and a weekly password needed to make the picks.
It's our big one contest a year on Mitch Unfiltered for your listeners who've ever heard of Mitch Unfiltered or want to hear Mitch Unfiltered. It's a very simple contest that we do for our listeners. It's free to play. It's not one of these complicated football pick things. I literally give three games out every week, and we ask people to pick who's going to win in the three games. No spreads, no line, just pick the three NFL games. And I've got a team of like six of us that we call the boys. We all pick them. And the way the contest works is we guarantee a prize, some prize, whether it's cash or Daniel's Broiler gift cards or Zeke's Pizza or Mitch Unfiltered subscriptions. We guarantee a prize to anybody who beats all six of us over the course of the season. So it doesn't matter where you finish. If you beat the six boys, you get something. And if you finish first, you get $1,000 in cash. You just go to MitchUnfiltered.com, our website. The top banner says Beat the Boys. It'll explain how to register. Very simple. It's the easiest football picking contest, and we give away a bunch of prizes to the people who beat us. That's all. Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah, of course. We look forward to signing up and hopefully beating the boys. Mitch, we'll talk to you next week with hopefully a better outcome on the Hawks game.
After the Steelers game and Aaron Rodgers. Let's go, Migsy.
Let's go.
Let's get it done, okay? All right. Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you. The Daily Migs.
Do you think you have what it takes to beat Steve Migs in the game called Beat Migs? And just maybe, were you listening to the cheat sheet on Friday at 5:40 to get three of the correct answers for the upcoming game? Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.